there is no doubt that China will be held accountable, not just by the United States, but by the world.
I do think we're going to be able to create an America 2.0, where we do things better, we do things a little bit smarter.
We know that coronavirus will not overcome us.
Yes, I think you can say the worst is over.
With your coronavirus update for the week ending January 16th, I'm Jim Watkins, brought to you by Florida Vacations. Your room is ready at siestakeyyes.com. Here are the latest numbers. First, the global perspective. 92.3 million coronavirus cases have been recorded since 1 year ago. 1.98 million, or just under 2 million, deaths related to COVID worldwide. 66 million people have tested positive, with 97% of those recovered. At the present, there are approximately 110,700 serious cases worldwide of coronavirus, people considered in critical condition because of COVID. 24 million people are considered currently infected around the world or have COVID symptoms. The five hardest hit countries in terms of total deaths by COVID are ranked as of Thursday: the U.S. with 389,700, Brazil with 61,800, the U.K. with 45,600 people dying from COVID-related illness, Spain with 25,500, and Russia with 23,000. 14 countries now have recorded triple-digit deaths from COVID-related illness. China posted its biggest daily jump in virus cases in more than 5 months on Wednesday, stepping up containment measures that have seen four cities put under lockdown. Most of the new cases were reported near the capital, Beijing, but a province in far northeast China also saw a rise in infections, official data showed, amid a resurgence that has seen more than 28 million people placed under home quarantine. Meanwhile, a published study published in Nature Communications Journal states asymptomatic carriers of coronavirus may not be as likely to spread the virus as previously believed. The study states out of the nearly 10 million people in the study, 300 asymptomatic cases were found. Contact tracing was then carried out, and of those 300 cases, no cases of COVID-19 were detected in any of them. Further evidence showed the virus cultures in the positive and repositive asymptomatic cases were all negative, indicating no viable virus in positive case detected in this study, once again published in Nature Communications Journal. More news in a moment, including U.S. cases, vaccine news, and what the NBA is doing to deal with COVID. And when the time is right, you might want to take a nice vacation to someplace where it's warm, the people are friendly, and you can chill out. How about a two-bedroom suite at Siesta Key, Florida, with bayfront water views and a beautiful beach just steps away? It is paradise. Go to siestakeyyes.com. That's siestakeyyes.com, where your room is ready. Here at home in the U.S., another record-breaking week with just under 260,000 new cases being reported per day. A bright note that the last 4 days in the United States have dropped off nationally. Over 3,300 deaths related to COVID were reported on Thursday. 4,200 died on Tuesday of this week, the highest number of deaths in 1 day since recording began. The top five states with the highest daily deaths are, as of Thursday, California with 604, Arizona reported 335 fatalities from COVID-related illness, Texas with 305 in 1 day, Pennsylvania with 229, and Alabama reported 226 COVID-related deaths yesterday. Florida, which now ranks 10th in daily deaths, is averaging 147 deaths per day, and that's up from 120 just a month ago. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar announced Tuesday second doses of the Pfizer vaccine will be released immediately. President-elect Joe Biden previously promoted such a plan. Although more than 27 million doses have been distributed around the country, less than 10 million people have received the first dose of the coronavirus vaccine, according to the CDC. Connecticut, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Tennessee, and West Virginia were states that had administered more than half of the first doses they received. Other states, Arkansas, Georgia, Alabama, Hawaii, Virginia, Idaho, and California, have administered less than a quarter of the doses they received. Operation Warp Speed officials defended the slow rollout of vaccines Tuesday, saying some states were too rigid in giving the vaccine to only healthcare workers and nursing home residents. Officials said the rollout would speed up and have asked states to make the vaccine available to everyone 65 years and older and to younger people with chronic conditions. During the past week, an average of 248,650 new COVID-19 infections were reported daily. Pfizer says it is investigating the death of a Florida doctor who had received one dose of the company's COVID-19 vaccine. The Center for Disease and Control and Prevention said they are looking into the death of Gregory Michael, a 56-year-old obstetrician who had taken the shot 16 days earlier. Pfizer said there is no evidence so far indicating Michael's death was caused by the vaccine it developed with German biotech firm BioNTech. Meanwhile, Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine appeared to work against a key mutation in the highly transmissible new variants of the coronavirus discovered in the UK and South Africa, according to a laboratory study conducted by the U.S. drug maker. The not-yet-peer-reviewed study by Pfizer and scientists from the University of Texas Medical Branch indicated the vaccine was effective in neutralizing the virus with the so-called N501Y mutation of the spike protein. The happiest place on earth will soon become the biggest COVID-19 vaccination site in Orange County, California, as new plans for vaccine distribution have been established for California in hopes of lowering transmission rates. Disneyland Resort in Anaheim will become the first super point of dispensing site for COVID-19 vaccines for residents of Orange County, set to vaccinate thousands of residents daily. The site is expected to begin operations later this week, alongside other large venues such as Dodger Stadium, which is switching from a COVID-19 testing site to a vaccination site. And the National Basketball Association announced additional restrictions on players and staff to limit the spread of the COVID-19 virus. For the next 2 weeks, players whose teams are at home are restricted to their residences, while players on the road are limited to the team hotel except for team activities and emergencies. And that is a look at this week's news and totals of the coronavirus. And, of course, all of this information is available online at our website, CandidlySpeaking.net. This update is brought to you by Florida Vacations. Check out Paradise where your room is ready at siestakeyyes.com. With your coronavirus update, I'm Jim Watkins.